I stayed in Botswana for 10 years. Then from Botswana, I went to Namibia. I stayed in Namibia for 2 years. From Namibia, I went to Maputo. I stayed in Maputo for 3 years. From Maputo, I went to Blantyre. In Blantyre, I stayed only for a year and a half. That's when I came back home.
When did you go back home?
I came back home in 2010, end of 09. Well, it was not easy, Mr. Dube. When I came back from outside, when I started the new life in Zimbabwe, you know, I wasted a lot of money trying this and that, but at last, then I decided to venture in a bakery. But before that, you know, first I joined these people who are taking and sell, but someone defrauded me a lot of money. Then later I joined the mining, but because no, I was not good in mining. People were cheating me almost every day. Then I decided to leave this mining thing. That's when I decided to venture in a bakery. But in bakery, now it's like I'm doing very well.
So, did you have any money for starting your business?
The time I left Botswana, I had a good sum of money. But later, since I was doing this and that, I ended up without money. Then I decided, luckily, because before I went out of the country, I bought, you know, I had cake, goat, donkey, so I bought a lot of these animals. The time I started the business, this is special, this bakery thing, even mining, I was selling my cake.
How was it when you came back home in terms of you transitioning to a new life? How difficult was it?
Mr. Dure, it was difficult. It was difficult because you know what is happening most of the time. When you come back home from out of the country, people know that you have got money. They try by all means to partner with you so that they get money from you. And also, this new life, you know, it's not easy because you are used to living in diaspora whereby you are living nice. When you come back home, sometimes things are a bit difficult. But later, because what you're supposed to do is to make sure that I want to have experience in this life. Because if you are not, you know, if you are not brave, sometimes you might go back to diaspora.
So do you think that somebody can leave the diaspora and come and settle in Zimbabwe and enjoy the life? Is that possible?
Yes. Opportunities, there are plenty. But what I can advise, Mr. Dube, when you come back to Zimbabwe, don't concentrate in big cities like Harare, Bulawayo. Or if you come from Cholocho, go back to Cholocho. There are many opportunities. You know, people are not doing anything. They don't have money. Some of them, they don't even know what to do. For you to stay out of the country for all these years, sometimes you may learn a lot of things whereby when you come back, trying to introduce those things, you make money. Really, I advise people to come back home and open businesses. There are plenty, and to get sense to make your business, it's not a problem when you approach these local authorities. Not a problem.
In terms of running a bakery, can you say that really you are getting good money, or people don't have money to buy bread and other things? And what are you making, and where are you in Cholocho?
Well, you know, I'm operating in a new settlement where people were recently. That's where I'm operating from. And people, you know, they are supporting me. They're even encouraging me to do more. They are saying, if you can open more things, yes, okay.